the checklist that is to be discussed today and tomorrow asks a set of questions and asks the questions in a way that it definitely leaves room for answers by countries that are different, that are not the same throughout the both sets of countries. Cannot be, because the situations economically, socially, historically are different in each country, and therefore it would be a bit surprising if we had all the same answers. But the questions, at least, we would like to make sure that we raise the relevant one and those that are really helping to focus the mind on what we mean by regulatory reform. And just let me say that I think we wanted to have in our checklist an integration not just between the APEC and OECD principles of regulatory reform. We also wanted to make sure that three policy communities start talking to each other a bit more systematically. Trade, competition, and regulatory equality, these are the three pillars that I think all the countries around the table agree are make sense to put together. There isn't a solution that would just go for competition. Regulatory equality by itself would not make sense, and if we only looked at the trade issue, then we would not speak about regulatory reform. I think we will have in the papers that are presented today and tomorrow very, very good examples of how those three areas have to go together to make sure that conditions for regulatory reform are improved. It is important that we look at those, well, if you like, trade-offs and complementarities between those policy areas when we want to shape a good regulatory policy approach. And don't underestimate, I'm sure many of you who have been working in the OECD area and for that part of the participants today, I think I can speak about our experience. It is not easy to bring these policy communities together. We have seen that in the OECD, whenever we try to make sure that policy communities that are typically organized around committees, when they are supposed to talk to each other, that takes enormous preparations and enormous efforts. And I'm sure that some of the experiences that exist are still very, very much alive when we were talking, for example, about trade and the environment. These were communities that needed discussion, but it wasn't easy to organize in Paris. And I think that's not just because we're not able to do it as quickly as possible, but perhaps also because that dialogue doesn't take place in capitals either to the extent that it was necessary. So I think bringing these policy communities together, think about the concepts, the measures, and look at, let's call it, some kind of performance that they would together aim for is a very important and very cumbersome process, but very useful, I think, for a good policy approach. And I think there is the third level of integration, which I call here the governance perspective, and I say that because by now regulatory policy has become much more a mainstream policy area, and no surprise that it would, of course, have to live by what we would like to see as a good governance agenda. It would mean that we have to look for transparency, accountability, and performance in this area, as in many other areas of policy making. So I think there was the idea that if we want to bring those areas together, bring the people together, then we would need to work on this integrated checklist. But we would start by simply saying, if we ask these questions, would that deliver a kind of a self-assessment? if countries would go through these checklists, they would answer the questions to themselves, would that mean that they can describe a bit better where they are in terms of regulatory reform, how much they should have and need to go still, and what is sort of the final objective that they would aim for. I think it is important that one underlines this character of a self-assessment tool, because it means that we have to make sure it is dynamic, because it reflects different stages of development of countries, among countries, and within the development of each country. But also, they would say it has to be answered in the context of that country. Nevertheless, as you know, the OECD has had for the last 6-7 years a process that was organized around peer reviews for regulatory reform. And each of our countries, many at least of our countries, have volunteered to undergo such an assessment, which starts with some sort of self-assessment, but where there is also an objective view on what the situation looks like. The OECD member countries have called on the secretariat of the organization to provide this external assessment and then engage in debate and discussion around the committees in the OECD. You know, we call this a peer review process because it is not a discussion between experts from the secretariat and the country. It's a discussion among the delegations, among the participants, among the practitioners of each country to sit around the table and discuss whether or not individual countries are doing the right thing for their own development. And if I may just say here, personally, I would like to really welcome around this table Mrs. Joanna Shelton, who has been the former Deputy Secretary General of the OECD and under whose guidance this program has actually seen the light of day in the OECD. And I think it is fantastic to see you here again and follow the hopefully progress that we'll make from your current place in the U.S. So thank you very much for being here, Joanna.